The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world.
Retrospect 60s garage punk radio.
Great 60s garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio.
Well, they call us queers, sharpies, idiots, and they sling off us just because we're well dressed.
What do you call them?
Oh, well, what do you reckon? What do they look like? Do you want me to say while this camera's on me?
Well, hello once again, fans of great 60s rock and roll, garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray, and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 288. Big ups to Needle in the Hay, just off Barton Street here in central Hamilton, sponsors of the airtime for Retrospect here at Free FM. Check Free FM out, freefm.org.nz. Well, I'm just back from a quite wonderful trip to Melbourne, Australia. And what a perfect time to have a look at some great Australian garage. Tonight's show is 100% 60s garage and freak beat out of Australia. We got it underway in very, very fine style. A band called the Black Diamonds, one of the most accomplished outfits out of Australia's 1960s scene, formed in Lithgow, New South Wales, at the foothills of the Blue Mountains. We've got lots more coming up from the Black Diamonds, so more information about them later in the show. But this, as I said, is entirely Australian, with the majority of the tracks taken from one of the CD comps I picked up at Off The Hip Record. Shout out to those guys too. The album's called I Want, Need, Love You, Garage Beat Nuggets from the Festival Vaults. So stay tuned, we're all about Aussie Garage this week on Retrospect. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Well, as I said at the top of the show, pretty much all of the tracks in this episode off the great comp I Want, Need, Love You, Garage Beat Nuggets from the Festival Vaults. This compilation focuses on four bands or artists of the Australian 60s scene. One of them is a woman called Toni McCann. She issued her first two quite astonishing singles in 1965. She was just 15 years old, British-born but Brisbane-raised. Her output is considered some of the wildest garage of the era. So the first single, My Baby, backed with a track called No. The second single, If You Don't Come Back, backed with a track called Saturday Date. That's the one we're going to check out first of all. This is Toni McCann with Saturday Date on Retrospect.
Well, if you want to get some rhythm.
It's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Is a courage man, building up a courage thirst. Rub that ball, build that thirst, and when the match is over, courage, satisfying, friendly, full of flavor. Build up a thirst for courage, Melbourne's great new brew.
You're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 288, and we're looking exclusively at Australian 60s garage and beat music tonight. Set of three, the first two from Tony McCann. We had Saturday Date backed with a track called No, which was a B-side of her first single. Saturday Date, B-side of her second single. In an interview with Tony McCann, she said, "Women were rarely frontline acts. They're usually more in the background. So when I came out with the music of the Rolling Stones and started screaming my head off, people went, what the heck's that?" So Saturday Date, a track from 1965. No, also from 1965. And both great slices of Australian beat music. Finally in the set, a guy called Tony Cole. This one's off the Hot Generation, 1960s punk from Down Under compilation. Also appeared on volume 2 of Ugly Things, the one titled Australia's Indigenous Garage Dwellers. Tony Cole, track called Beat It. He was a teacher, recorded a few singles, but only his final one called The Hook really had any success. But Tony Cole beat it, recorded and released in 1967.
I don't like the amateur quality of some of the writing and the out-of-tune singing.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Good time to remind you about back episodes of Retrospect. They're available numerous places across the web. You can find them in the iTunes store, now known as Apple Podcasts. You can find them at accessradio.org. You'll find them at tunein.com or using your TuneIn app. Loads of other podcasting sites and apps as well. Podbean, Pod Directory, Stitcher Radio, CastBox. Just search for Retrospect Garage Punk and you'll find those back episodes. And if you have the opportunity to rate or review the show, then please do that as well. Don't forget our Facebook page, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. Now back to this week's feature compilation, I Want, Need, Love You, Garage Beat Nuggets from the Festival Vaults. Described as a worthy collection drawing together 1960s recorded legacy of The Five, The Pogs, Tony McCann and The Black Diamonds. The compilation's premise is that all of the tracks were released on 45 RPM singles on labels called Sunshine, Leaden, Everybody's or Festival. If there's any unifying theme, it's that they were all distributed by Festival Records, Australia's preeminent independent label of the day, home to the Bee Gees, but also the more obscure bands we're playing tonight, but all of the tracks, fine slices of 60s garage and freakbeat. So one of the bands featured are called The Five, originally hailing from Brisbane, formed around 15-year-old brothers just before the arrival of the Beatles. They formed late 1964, known for original compositions, but also a very strong R&B influence, hence their third single, This Is The Five, with their cover of Jimmy Reed's Bright Lights, Big City.
Bright lights, big city, you come to my baby's head. Bright lights, big city, you've come to my baby's head. I've gotta tell you, woman, you won't believe a word that I've said. It's all right, pretty baby, you're gonna need my help someday. Pretty baby, you're gonna need my help someday. Someday you're gonna wish you'd listen to all the words that I've said. Cause I want you. Bright lights, big city, you've gone to my baby's head. Bright lights, big city, you've gone to my baby's head. I gotta tell you, woman, you won't believe a word that I've said. Said, 'cause you left me and went and found yourself a
rich young man with a long, long car. He took you home to his secluded beach house and gave you champagne by candlelight. You promised you the world, but took everything that you had. And now you want me to take you back again. Sure, I'll take you back, honey. Take you back.
G'day Phil, this is Jamie from Sydney, Australia. Your non-stop 60s global garage punk is fueling the fire for our budding garage band here across the Dutch. So keep it coming.
Its swinging discotheques, Melbourne now has about 60 Saturday night dances. This was one of the latest to open. It aims at running a dance for more than 1,500 teenagers with a discotheque atmosphere. The night it opened, Normie Rowe made his farewell appearance here. But that wasn't the only reason the management wanted half a dozen bouncers and two police wagons standing by. At most of the discotheques and dances, there's the danger of brawls between the Sharpies and the mods. The mods tend to have long hair and wear mod gear. The Sharpies have short hair and sometimes baggy trousers.
The Sharpies are not allowed in dances because they know they're always fighting that, so they don't let them come in dances. So they want the Sharpies waiting outside for them. There's never an even side, you see. The Sharpies always, you know, they hide. Then send one bloke in, pick the fight. They might think, oh, we could take care of this bloke, you know. And when the mods pick it, because they just fight back, so they all come out hiding.
How vicious do these fights get?
Oh, pretty vicious. A couple of chaps the other week, a couple of mods I just got in hospital for with bruised ribs, a few cuts.
What do they use to fight with?
Oh, steel bars, pipe chains, and bricks, gas bricks.
So you keep out of their way, do you?
Oh, we have to, unless we got an even side just to fight back.
Don't believe that no one knows, but like a fool I'm just gonna be.
with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 288, looking exclusively at Australian 60s garage and beat music for this episode. Two tracks from the five. First up, we had Bright Lights, Big City, and then one called There's Time. Now, the recording of There's Time, originally the producer made them record it quite slowly, certainly too slow for the band's taste. Got the guitarist to add lots of tremolo, kind of like early Moody Blues. None of the band liked it, so they pushed their point, recorded it the way they'd originally intended, but apparently producers edited the two together, so there's a join in there where you can hear the edit point between those two versions. The single made just the lower reaches of the Melbourne Top 40, but a great track by The Five, There's Time. Finally in the set, a guy called Tony Barber. This is another one from the Hot Generation, 1960s punk from Down Under, released on a label called Spin. He actually released an album, 1966. Tony Barber, track called No More Moaning.
It's the front door to adultery. The thing that started on the dance floor is expected to be finished in a parked car.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Now the third band on this comp I want, need, love you garage beat nuggets from the festival vaults are called the Pogs. We've had them on Retrospect before, just once, quite a long time ago. This is another band that formed with 15-year-old members, initially comprising mostly covers of Beatles, Rolling Stones and Animals tracks, a few tentative originals in there. They had four singles on the label called Lead In, the first very Beatles-like tracks, but they upped their ante with a more punk R&B edge with this track. This is Sydney's The Pogs with The Pogs Theme.
Just like me and you. Vote yes for Aborigines. Vote yes for Aborigines. All parties say they think you should. Vote yes and show the world the true Australian brotherhood. Vote yes for Aborigines. Vote yes for Aborigines.
Make Aborigines Australians in every sense of the word. Write yes in the bottom square on your ballot paper.
Vote yes for Aborigines. Vote yes for Aborigines, all parties say they think you should. Vote yes and show the world the true Australian brotherhood. Vote yes for Aborigines. Vote yes for Aborigines, they want to be Australians too. Vote yes and give them rights and freedoms just like me.
Yo, it's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast, looking exclusively at Australian beat music this week. Three tracks from Sydney band The Pogs there. We had The Pogs theme top of the set. The band describe it as a moment of madness in terms of vocal delivery and the manic guitar solo. Fun song to do. You can certainly hear the energy in the room. So The Pogs, I guess, a bit more poppy than some of the other bands out of Australia. They did a lot of soundtrack work for comedy short films, but their most unusual project is the one we had secondly. It was a one-minute radio jingle aired across Australia to encourage the Australian public to vote yes in a vote for Aboriginal representation. That was a 27th of May 1967 referendum. So the track is simply called Aboriginal Referendum Jingle by The Pogs, one of the most unusual 60s tracks you'll ever hear. But thirdly in the set, The Pogs with Good Night But Not Goodbye. That's a 1967 single written by Pete Best, not the Pete Best of the early Beatles, released on Leiden, Good Night But Not Goodbye. So The Pogs with The Pogs theme, Aboriginal Referendum Jingle, and Good Night But Not Goodbye.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, we kicked off this episode with the Black Diamonds. More from them now. Video of this one, actually some fantastic video footage. That's posted up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. So the Black Diamonds, one of the most accomplished Australian bands of the 60s. Really great example of punk-driven garage R&B. So formed in Lithgow, New South Wales, in the foothills of the Blue Mountains. That's a coal town. In the wake of Beatlemania, they added a local blues fanatic called Glenn Bland as their lead singer. They went to local radio station 2LT, recorded some demos, sent them to Festival Records. Festival were not taken with the amount of distortion that they had. They were using a Gibson Firebird through a Klempt Echolette delay unit with the input cranked right up so needles were in the red. So let's check out the Black Diamonds. This is a 45 from 1966 on Festival. This is See the Way.
Start feel a deep burning pain in my heart. Now look, see the way, see the way, see the way he's kissing her. Notice how, notice how she thrills to his touch. Every time he touches her hand, it hurts me so much. When I see her out with that guy, you know it makes me just feel like dying. Now look, see the way, see the way, see the way he's kissing her. She was the best girl I ever had. Not tonight, night, 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 night.
can't repair your constitution. Can't escape your retribution. Not this time. Not this time. Not this time. Not this time. If I could have foreseen the trouble, the pain, my life would be different. I'd be unchained, but it won't happen tonight.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, exclusively Australian Garage in this episode. Two tracks from the Black Diamonds there, fantastic band out of Lithgow, New South Wales, Australia. See the Way, top of the set. Then we had a track called Not This Time, Very much a Who influence on that one. Using a 12-string guitar, homemade by their guitarist. He'd seen the Who doing Substitute, decided he wanted a 12-string, but modified a cheap 6-string guitar instead. Probably with mixed success, but a great track. The Black Diamonds, Not This Time. And then finally in the set, Ray Brown and The Whispers, highly successful Australian band. They were together 64 to 67, led by Ray Brown, ranked alongside the Easy Beats, as one of the most popular Australian acts of the period. Track called Ain't It Strange. So Black Diamonds with See The Way, Black Diamonds with Not This Time, and Ray Brown and The Whispers with Ain't It Strange. Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
The question is this: do you want your children stimulated and driven into an early, unstable marriage?
Well, let's go back to the Black Diamonds. Another video on our Facebook page of this track, I Want, Need, Love You, which has lent its title to the title of the comp that we are referring to this week. I Want, Need, Love You, Garage Beat Nuggets from the Festival Vaults, picked up from Off The Hip Records in Melbourne CBD last week. Thoroughly enjoying listening to that one. So the Black Diamonds, I Want, Need, Love You. This is one of the tracks that Festival Records reacted to, saying, that's terrible, it's all distorted, you can't release that. Sounds promising. This is the Black Diamonds, I Want, Need, Love You.
Teenage children were about to get the shock of their lives.
I'm a budgie.
I'm a witchy, so what?
A budgie is a male with long hair and unusual clothes. A widgie is a female with short hair and unusual clothes. Unlike the rest of society, the male is usually the more colorfully, even exotically dressed. Mostly they're teenagers. Usually they come back to normal after 22. If they don't by then, sound the warning siren.
Silhouettes are burning, thoughts into my mind. I'll keep on dreaming until I find. Little girl, you locked it up and threw away the key. What you give to others, my little girl, it won't give to me. I'm on the outside, I'm on the outside, I'm on the outside looking in. I'm on the outside, I'm on the outside, I'm on the outside looking in. Cause I find my one desire is selfishness, I know. Lovers are all winners and losers have to go. Take away this feeling, this fire I gotta win. Slip away the satisfiers, let me come in. I'm on the outside, I'm on the outside, I'm on the outside looking in. I'm on the outside, I'm on the outside, I'm on the outside looking in.
You're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Two more tracks from the Black Diamonds there. I Want, Need, Love You, that fuzz-driven track that Festival Records didn't like at first. Then another one called Outside Lookin' In, cover of a J.J. Cale track that was an A-side from 1967. So two from the Black Diamonds. Then we had one from Steve and the Board. Steve and the Board, in fact, are American-born Australian Steve Kipner. Songwriter, record producer, 40-year career, including works with Olivia Newton-John, Chicago, and Christina Aguilera. Born in Cincinnati, began his career in Brisbane. His first band, Steve and the Board, had Australian chart success with a track called Giggle-Eyed Goo. We've had them on Retrospect before with the dubiously titled track, I Call My Woman Hinges, because she's something to adore. Steve and the Board, track called I Want, that's off the Hot Generation 1960s Punk from Down Under compilation.
If one gets immune to this kind of sound, one may find it difficult to appreciate softer types of sound.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
And that takes us pretty much to the end of Retrospect for this week. Hope you've enjoyed this trawl through Australian 60s garage. Shout out again to Needle in the Hay here in Hamilton, New Zealand, sponsors of the airtime for Retrospect here on Free FM. Shout out also to Jamie Cripps from Sydney who got in touch just in time for this episode of Australian Music, actually. Great to hear from you. Hope you particularly enjoy this episode. Going to leave you with one last track from an R&B band out of Sydney, Australia, active in the mid-60s, brief moment of success scoring a major hit with a track called Fortune Teller. They are the Throb, and here's their one big hit. Fortune Teller, I'm Phil Gray. That's it for Retrospect this week.
Went to the fortune teller, had my fortune read. Didn't know what to tell her, I had a dizzy feeling in my head. Then she took a look at my heart. She looked into a crystal ball, said you're in love. I said I couldn't not be so. I'm not passionate with the girls I know. She said when the next one arrives, you'll be looking into her eyes. Surprise. The next day I discovered that the fortune teller told me a lie. I hurried back down to that woman, as mad as I could be. I told her I didn't see nobody, why'd she make a fool out of me? Then something struck me, it came from up above. By looking at the fortune teller, I fell in love. Well, I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be. And I get my fortune told for free. Now I'm a happy fella. Well, I'm married to the fortune teller. We're happy as we can be. And I get my fortune told for free.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.